See you tomorrow night. All right. Let's bring him in. He's doing his WHL debut tonight. Goaltender Riley Budd. All right, you got to tell the story about how you got here and ended up playing tonight in your debut, because you've been playing with the Bonneville Pontiacs in the Alberta Junior Hockey League this year. You're up in Chad Mercier's home area, former Saskatoon Blade assistant coach and former goaltender in this league with the Regina Pats. Tell me the story. How did you finally make your way and make your WHL debut tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty quick turnaround. I drove in last night. I got here just after dinner time, so got the text at 7 in the morning from Dan Tenser. He said, we need you here ASAP, pack your bags. Started panic packing, grabbed everything in my room, threw it in whatever bag I could find, and that was pretty much how I got here. And then pregame skate today, they gave me the news I'd be playing, and it's been nerves and excitement since then.
Okay, so how weird is it going out onto the ice? I mean, generally the goalie leads the team out. But you don't lead the team out. You go out yourself and have to take a lap around first because it's your first game. How weird was that?
Oh, yeah. It was very quiet out there, so it was not what I'm used to going out. Usually I got a bunch of guys running in behind me, but it was cool. I mean, I was just worried about not falling and hitting the net on the shot, and I got both of those done well, so I'll take it.
You were able to make a tremendous save off Pantelakis early, and I think that kind of got you into the game, did it not?
Yeah, I mean, big saves are always feel good at the start. You want to find something to get you into it. You know, it was a lower shot game, so I had to try and stay active with playing the puck, trying not to score on myself.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but now that you have... No, go ahead.
Yeah, just talking lots to the players, things like that. But yeah, I think that big save, getting into it early, getting a feel for the puck, that was a really good way to get started.
Jackson Emery?
I'll be that guy and revisit that unfortunate yeah. play. But afterwards, I mean, a couple of guys coming and giving you taps on the pads, and it was close to the intermission. Was there anything else said to you afterwards? You know, just, you know, yeah. Positive, I can imagine.
Yeah, lots was said, actually. These guys are, it's such a great group, this team. I've been here for just over 2 years now. Every group, every year, it's always been nothing but positive when I'm here. So to have those guys have my back like that after a tough moment and a big game for me, it means the world. So they were awesome. Got in the room. Everyone's giving me pats or telling me don't worry about it. We'll joke about it after the game now, but they were all there for me and helping me through it. So it's really great having their help.
Final buzzer, everyone on the ice celebrating with you in the crease. First start, first win. Just take me through the emotions on the ice.
Oh, that was awesome. I always have a hard time selling after the buzzer. I'm always like thinking in the last seconds, like, oh, what selly should I do? And then I get too scared when the buzzer goes. But it was good. Just being excited, being with the guys, it was a really special feeling getting to experience that with this team.
So there's a lot of illness around this team. Three goaltenders with the team have been out with illness this week. Hence, you're being brought in. You play if need be. Are you ready to play back-to-back nights tomorrow, if need be?
Yeah, absolutely. That's my job right now. That's my job here. Came here to be ready for whenever they need me. So today was a great day. I'm happy we got the win, so I'm ready to go whenever again they need me.
You got the first one out of the way, and it's a victory. All the best to you coming
forward. Thank
you. Riley Budd of the Saskatoon Blades. We'll take one more timeout.